Anyway, mentioning the Hawkesbury Gold Cup, great day yesterday, but a penny for the thoughts for our next guest, because when he walked on the track yesterday, he would have been hearing from Victoria all week, we're going to get a bog track, which would have been perfect for Just Folk. He turned up and they're running track records early in the day, but it didn't stop Just Folk from winning the Hawkesbury Gold Cup, and his trainer Gavin Bedgood is on the line. Gavin, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey, Gavin, what did you think when you walked on the track yesterday? And it was good four, and as I said earlier, they're running track record times.
Yeah, I was pretty gutted, to be honest. We kept a very close eye on the radar all week, and the horse was staying at Rose Hill, and there'd been enough rain there, and Randwick too, but it just it avoided Hawkesbury.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah. Just going around, so
you know,
yeah, I was pretty flattened by that.
But it didn't matter to the horse, and he was tough yesterday. He was there to be beaten all the way down the straight, Gavin. But gee, he dug deep, Just Folk.
Yeah, for sure. And I've probably questioned his, I suppose, how genuine he is a couple of times. He only ever wins by a very small margin, and but I thought he was pretty brave yesterday. I think it was more so. The small margin was probably contributed to the positioning of the winning post. I think short of half got to the mounting yard there and the end of the grandstand and probably thought that job was done, and even Nash sort of said the same thing. So
I think we might have lost Gavin there. I think what he's referring to, yeah, it's funny, when they lengthened the straight at Hawkesbury, they moved the winning post further down, and it's about probably, I guess, 100 metres past the grandstand, Dino. So as Nash said to the media after the race, once Just Folk got past the grandstand, Nash's words were he thought his job was done, like we all do, which jockeys obviously feel the same. I think Gavin's back there, and that's what Nash was saying too, Gavin, that even jockeys sometimes have to second-guess themselves at Hawkesbury because that winning post is about 100 metres past the grandstand.
Yeah, I got a bit of a shock when I went out to have a look at the track when I first arrived on course. So, look, it's a good track. Sort of, it offers everything, every opportunity to be winning. But yeah, it's quite unique, I suppose.
It certainly is. This is a tried horse that you purchased less than a year ago, Gavin, and that was a bit of a gamble because he was a rising 7-year-old going into this season, and he'd been around the block a little, but you saw something in this horse, Gavin, and it's proven 100% correct. I think he's recalped that purchase price many times over now.
Yeah, we paid just I think $199,000 for him, and I think yesterday's win took his prize money to about $400,000 since we purchased him. So yeah, that's sort of, it hasn't even been 12 months, so he's been a great money spinner. Obviously, his best was very good. I knew it would give me and owners a chance to be going to the races and contesting stakes level races and straight to the races through sort of the spring carnival time. And I sort of also looked at him. I wanted to try and win my hometown cup, the Cranbourne Cup, with him. And, he was narrowly beaten there. But, we got a lot of runs in good races.
Mm. Gavin, I want to ask you, what do you prefer, training racehorses or riding in jumps races? Because you're pretty good at both.
Yeah, I haven't ridden for about 7 years now. But, jumping's a young person's sport, I think, and I really did enjoy it when I rode, but I've really enjoyed taking over as a trainer too.
Yeah, no, you're doing a great job. Hey, Gavin, you did say yesterday that Just Folk's best runs, quite rightly, are usually his third and fourth runs after a spell, and last spring he did win at his fourth run back in on a 7-day backup. So your plan at this stage, is it to back up next week in the Hollandale on the Sunshine Coast?
Yeah, that's the plan. The horse has obviously got to do really well during the week. Speaking to my man up there with him this morning, he said he probably left a handful of feet overnight. Was nice and sound this morning, so you know, he doesn't need to do any work. He's pretty fit now, and he can just have a quiet week, just sort of ticking over and try and keep him as fresh as we can. And he was able to win the Eclipse last year, fourth up on a on a 7-day back up to 1,800, so it sort of fits in perfectly for the Hollandale.
Yeah, no, he's been a great horse already for you, and I think there's more in store. Hey, Gavin, congratulations on winning the Hawkesbury Cup yesterday with Just Folk, and best of luck going forward to the Sunshine Coast next Saturday.
Thanks very much, guys. Much appreciated.
There's Gavin Bedgood, trainer from Cranbourne, on the way up the Eastern Seaboard, winning races on the way through. Well done.